How you been? You know, it's not gonna be like that. You know, I'm gonna be on them. I'm gonna be talking a lot of trash. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're gonna be brothers still. So.
Does he talk a lot back?
Yeah. That's how we grew up, and we're from San Diego. That's how he was growing up. You know, growing up against tough guys, playing against older guys. So we learned how to talk trash.
You talked to him this week?
I haven't talked to him this week, just cause you know, I just want to be able to just focus, and you know, it's just you know, have no distractions going into this week.
But you've talked to him since he's left.
And yeah, I've talked to him since he's left. He's doing great. So,
what's Utah's offense? What do they do well, outside of Carrington performing well? What are kind of the strengths that you've seen?
A lot of gadgets, a lot of speed guys, a lot of reverses. Just a lot of ways to get their playmakers the ball. They have a lot of guys besides Darren that can, you know, do a lot of things with the ball. Two different quarterbacks who has plenty of snaps on both of their ends. So you have to be ready for everything. They have mobile quarterbacks, so we haven't really faced a real mobile quarterback this season. So we just got to be ready just to tackle at all phases.
I was going to say, are the quarterbacks similar or are they a little different?
I'd just say they both kind of force things, but they're great quarterbacks and they can make plays on their feet and with their arms at times. So just if they're clicking at times, you know, they could be dangerous, but, you know, if they're not on the same page, you know, it can show.
Utah's coach called their offense disjointed after their game against Arizona State. Do you guys see anything you guys can take advantage of, things you guys can kind of, you know, leap on against their offense?
By taking advantage, we just got to, you know, just prepare for what's going to come. You know, if we expect it before it happens, then, you know, that puts us in a better position at times. So.
Do you see any similarities kind of just with the path that you guys have taken, with same with Utah? I mean, they had their starting quarterback go down. They've lost 3 straight in conference play, kind of also searching for an at night.
I just say with Hundley, it's a lot of read option phases with him in there, get him involved with the running. But with Troy, I grew up knowing Troy too, so I know that he likes to put the team on his back and be that senior leader. So we just have to respect for both quarterbacks wanting to come in and get a win here in Austin.
What do you recall about Troy at all from your days back then?
Well, this is Troy's last year, and last time he came to Austin, he was playing in a different jersey. He was playing for Washington, so he know how it is, you know, coming into Austin, and how it's, you know, the noise is distracting at times. But like I said, we just have to be ready, just so you know, we can just play a complete game this week, because you know, we're fighting for a win this week too.
What was this team's reaction when Darren got kicked off? I mean, you think there was some surprise, or is it kind of a message sent from Coach Taggart?
Not really a surprise. I mean, you know, he was held to a standard like everyone else. Fortunately that it happened. You know, Darren was a big contributor to this team. But, I mean, we moved on from it now. You know, we're worried about us now. And, you know, now we got to play him. So.
Big emphasis on takeaways on defense, and they're not really coming. Are you guys getting a little frustrated with that?
We're trying to stress that this week on getting a takeaway. We've been saying it's been coming, but we haven't really just you know, made it happen. So that's what we've been doing all week. Hopefully we can create a couple this week against Utah, because we've seen that Arizona State did that well last week. So anything we can do just to help us be in a better position to get a win.
Do you guys feel like you had your hands on some last week and they just didn't come together, or what's going on?
Yeah, had our hands on a couple, but just didn't end up with them at the end of the day. But that you see that hurts our team. If you don't have any takeaways, it's hard to get a win. So.